USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The first lawsuit seeking to block the president's national emergency declaration to get border wall funds has already been filed by the liberal advocacy group Public Citizen. President Trump predicted lawsuits when announcing his declaration in the Rose Garden.
We will have a national emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, even though it shouldn't be there, and we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake.
Friday's mass shooting at a manufacturing facility in Aurora, Illinois, left five people dead and five police officers wounded before the gunman was killed, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
There are no words for the kind of evil that robs our neighbors of their hopes, their dreams, and their futures.
The shooter was a co-worker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Chicago police say two brothers from Nigeria have been arrested in connection with an attack reported by Empire actor Jussie Smollett. On ABC's Good Morning America, he talked to Robin Roberts about the attack.
And the phone was in my pocket, but it had fallen out, and it was sitting there, and my manager was still on the phone. So I picked up the phone, and I said, "Brandon," and he's like, "What's going on?" And I said, "I was just jumped." And I look down, and I see that there's a rope around my neck.
Police say one of the suspects had appeared on the show Empire. Prosecutors say Paul Manafort, the former chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign, could spend anywhere from 19 to 24 years in prison on tax and bank fraud charges, maybe even life. The potential sentence stems from Manafort's conviction last year on eight felony counts related to an elaborate scheme to conceal from tax authorities the millions of dollars he earned overseas from Ukrainian political consulting. Manafort, who led Trump's campaign for months, is not charged with any crimes directly related to Russian election interference. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The proceeds of a massive data breach last year are now up for sale on the dark web. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Last March, the MyFitnessPal app disclosed a data breach that it said affected as many as 150 million of its users. Now, some of that data has been sold by hackers and continues to be offered on the dark web in what was described as a Valentine's Day fire sale. The hackers also appear to be offering information from 15 other hacked websites. I'm Chris Barnes.
Susan Gordon of Sausalito, California, is lucky to be alive. Her home slid 200 feet down a hill in a mudslide Thursday that left about 60 of her neighbors still out of their homes. Gordon told her story to CBS Evening News.
And all of a sudden, there was this cracking sound, and things were tumbling all over me, on top of me. I had trees on top of me. I had beams on top of me.
You were trapped.
I was trapped, and I started screaming. Within 10 minutes, there was a neighbor with a flashlight that had heard my screaming and found me.
Firefighters soon arrived and pulled her out of the mud and debris. The NFL and lawyers for Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid announced Friday that the two parties have reached a resolution in the players' collusion lawsuit against the league. Kaepernick and Reid filed a grievance in 2017, claiming NFL team owners were colluding to keep them off of NFL rosters. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.